Hey, Nate. Nate.
Good afternoon, everybody. What did you need to say something there,
Oh, I
Jim?
was just gonna tell Nate to make the motions because I left my glasses in the other room and I can't see this paper. So,
Okay, sounds good. We're going to welcome and call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure District Number 1 this Tuesday, July 29th, 2025 at 1:30 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Allen South Jordan. Let's do a quick roll call.
yeah, buzz me back up to 14 again. Just coming back.
My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel. Go ahead, Brandy.
Oh, hi, I'm Brandy. I'm Tom's paralegal.
I'm Nate Shipp. I'm a member of the board.
Jim Giles, I'm a member of the board.
Chase Andreese, part of the developer team.
Lucy Washington, Celia.
Thanks, David. Aaron, you want to introduce yourself?
Sorry, just in an elevator. Just give me a second here.
You've got Ben Wilhelm from D.A. Davidson, the underwriter.
Well, when Aaron jumps back on, we can just, for the record, state that Aaron Wade from Gilmore Bell Bond Counsel is on as well. So we don't have any preliminary action items today. Let's move to our first consent item, which is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting that was held on February 6th, 2025. So it's been a while. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes from February 6, 2025. Are there any questions about those minutes?
No.
Nope.
Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the February 6, 2025 board meeting?
This is Nate Shipp. I so move.
We have a second.
I'll second it.
So we have the motion by Nate Shipp with a second by Jim Giles. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. I should state for our minutes and audio recording that we have Jim Giles, the district chair, attending, Nate Shipp, the vice chair, participating in the meeting today. Brian Flem, the secretary and district clerk, is not with us, but we do have a quorum, so we can move forward with the board meeting. Thank you. We're done with our consent items. Let's move right into our action items. The first one is to consider adoption of a tentative operating and capital budget for calendar year 2025 for the district and to set a public hearing to take public comment on the budget. So we have CLA that did provide a budget, tentative budget that was in your board packet. For 2025, and we have David Hutchinson here that can answer any questions from the board.
And I'll just share it there real quick, just to for convenience for everyone. We have for the general fund in PID number one, we have a $10,000 budget to cover some. This is kind of a placeholder budget until bonds are actually issued, and then we'll amend that to reflect what the actual activity is, what we expect from those bonds and the expenditures from related to that. The other four are all $0 budgets, so I don't know if you have any questions.
I don't have any questions.
Hey, Nate, I have one question. When do we finalize the budget once we know exactly how many net dollars we have to work with? Is it after right after it sells, or do we have to do that before, or how does that work?
Wouldn't do we finalize the budget, you say?
Yeah, because like, I mean, we had a tentative budget, but we won't know the exact net dollars until that thing sells, right?
Well, or real close to. I think Aaron could probably. Sorry, Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, once the bonds close, then we'll know what's available.
Okay.
And subsequent to that, you adopt a budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can I just put a caveat? Can you guys hear me, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a placeholder budget, but I would recommend that we have a more substantive budget when we hold the public hearing, which we'll talk about here in a minute. And Ben, you can provide David and Shelby with the financing plan for the, you know, once that's more structured. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're iterating currently. We're expecting an updated market study this week from John Burns. And I think we want to refresh our financing plans at that point. So I had been in contact yesterday with CLA and kind of flagged for them that that's the case. And we, you know, more refined as we go along. But the final numbers, as far as your actual project fund, Jim won't be available until after, obviously, the bonds have closed, or after we price and then we close the bonds.
All right. Well, we're currently internally working on updating our budget from 9 months ago. Now that we know exactly what we got to deal with Jeff and whatnot to get this whole thing opened up, so we can fine tune once we, and we're shooting for that same target that we had originally, but I know it can change in the day of sale a little bit. So
yeah,
we'll fine tune from there, but we'll have an updated budget here this week as well. That's current.
Thank you.
Great. Well, I think if there are no, first of all, are there any other questions?
Nope.
Okay, then do we have a motion approving the 2025 tentative budget for Panorama Public Infrastructure District number 1 and setting a public hearing to take public comment on the budget?
This is Nate Shipp. I so move.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion made by Nate Shipp, but second by Jim Giles. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Do we want to take the time right now to schedule the public hearing for the budget?
Sure.
Or do we want to, so we'd have to pick some dates. Ben, maybe you can help us here. Do we want to make it 2 or 3 weeks out or something closer in?
I think 2-3 weeks out is fine. I think 2-3 weeks out is fine.
Okay. Well, since Brian's not on on the meeting today, what we'll do is we'll just, Brandy and I will send out some proposed times about 3 weeks out from today. And then you guys can respond on the best time and we'll get the next meeting set up.
Perfect.
So let's move on to our action item number 2. This is consider adopting resolution 2025-08. This is a resolution authorizing the annexation of property within the annexation area into the district. So the annexation petition has been signed by all the property owners within the boundaries of the district. The FLEP has been prepared and has been sent to the Salt Lake County Surveyor for approval, which we expect in the near term. This resolution authorizes the board to also approve the notice of boundary action and the final local entity plat and authorizes the district chair to sign and complete all necessary actions to complete the annexation. Now, once the resolution is signed and the FLEP has been signed, we will submit the annexation package and the FLEP to the Lieutenant Governor's office to request a certificate of annexation. We will then record the certificate of annexation, notice of impending boundary action, and the FLEP with the Salt Lake County Recorder's office. Are there any questions about this resolution?
Nope.
Nope.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-08, authorizing the annexation of certain real property into the district and authorizing the notice of PID to be filed with Salt Lake County and authorizing the district chair to sign?
This is Nate Shipp. I so move.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Motion made by Nate Shipp with a second by Jim Giles. All in favor of say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now move to our final action item, which is consider adoption of resolution 2025-09. I'm going to turn the time over to Aaron Wade to go over this resolution with the board.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom. Sorry about earlier. It was a very full elevator when we were doing the roll call. So thanks for covering for me there. So this resolution, you know, as the board's well aware, a couple months back, we already approved a bond resolution for the district. Now that we've gotten the annexation petition and the bond consent signed by all of the property owners, and state law has been amended to allow for a finding of consent to be made, which would preserve the ability to bond for 10 years. So that's what the purpose of this resolution is to find that the consent of all the property owners has been obtained, and then to post a notice of that consent. And then again, that will allow for a 10-year period, and we'll also run a contest period on this finding, just again to cement that. And then that way, if, you know, let's say we just ended up issuing senior bonds now and then came back and did subordinate bonds in 6 months or a year or whenever made sense, we wouldn't be scrambling to make sure we had everyone's consent or checking to see if any property had changed hands. This is just a way to kind of lock in the consent as of a point in time. So that's what this resolution is. There were some brackets in there about where the, you know, property records came from. So I've just updated it on my side to reflect that that comes from the not title policies. We're not insuring this, but just basically an ownership report that a title company's prepared. So we do have that in hand. They are just updating it to, you know, for some land swaps. But anyways, we have a very high degree of confidence that the ownership is what we have signed. And we're just getting that final report just so we can have that as an exhibit and as the backup. So that's what's in front of you. It's for $55 million is what the consent is for. The other part of the finding is that there's no registered voters residing within the boundaries of the district. And so this would include the property that you've just approved the annexation for. So that's what's in front of you. Once we get that final title report, we'll go ahead and coordinate with Tom and with the DAI team to get it posted on the public notice website as well as on site. We're not dependent on a 30-day period running to issue these bonds, but you know, just once we have that, we'll coordinate with you guys to get it posted so that we can comply with the state law requirements. So that's the piece. The only other thing to note is just nothing we're doing here is amending or rescinding the previous approval of your bonds. This is just kind of complimentary to it. So happy to take any questions. Otherwise, I think you can move forward with a motion.
Nope. I know this list well, so I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. And thanks for your help on preparing it. All the materials provided were, you know, very helpful. So thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Jim. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-09? Making a finding as so stated.
This is Nate Shipp. I'll make the motion. So moved.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
So motion by Nate Shipp, second by Jim Giles. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. I'm just going to back up really quick just so it's on our meeting minutes. That the board had previously adopted an annexation resolution back in January, but things have obviously changed since that time, in particular the title of the final local entity plat. So it was necessary to reauthorize and adopt a new resolution for annexation. Okay, let's move on to our administrative non-action items. We don't have any specific ones listed, so I'm just going to open it up for the board to see if there are any administrative non-action items that you'd like to discuss.
I don't have anything at this point.
I don't either.
Okay. Thank you. Then I think we can have a motion to adjourn.
This is Nate Shipp. So moved.
We have a second.
I'll second it.
Motion by Nate Shipp, second by Ryan Campbell. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
The second Thank was you. By, actually, Tom, Jim just Giles. The second was by yeah. Jim Giles.
Oh, I'm on yes. Ryan's computer.
Ryan Excuse. Signed in, but
yeah.
Oh yeah, sorry. I was looking at Jim and the name underneath yeah. it. Yeah. So we've got the motion by Nate Shipp with a second by Jim Giles. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you,
see, Tom. I do listen to what you say.
Well, every once in a while.
Hey, when are you going to start listening to me?
That was just the. A test, and man, you passed it so well. Oh,
just barely.
I also know that this is your favorite portion of the meeting, which is the motion to adjourn.
That's right. That's why I jumped right on it.
Yeah. So we do have the motion that did pass by a quorum of the board. We stand adjourned and appreciate everybody's time today.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye.